They advised this is a PG-13 rated show due to vulgarity or cursing. The show is uncensored and will feature swearing. Use caution while listening.
Whoa, that was weird. Where did that odd-sounding Italian woman come from? Anyway, you are now listening to the Average Gods podcast with your host Robert Keller. We hope you enjoy the show, and thank you for listening. Now, get ready for the hellos. To be honest, I'm not sure why he insists on always starting every episode with hello, hello, hello. I tried telling him he should come up with a new intro, but he never listens. Okay, Robert, go ahead.
Good God Almighty, 2 months. 2 months have gone by. I want to preface this episode by saying that if it's going to be completely uncut episode, if I don't do this episode completely not unfiltered but just uncut, it won't get out. It's been 2 months since the last episode. I don't even know what episode this is. I want to say episode 14. But it has been over 2 months since the last one, the update, and until that one, it had been another 2 months or something along those lines. So if I'm just going to do it, sort of Bill O'Reilly, fuck it, we'll do it live style, then it'll get done. But if I continue to sort of build it up as far as I have to record it and I have to put the pieces in, I have to edit it, it's going to be bad. So I will preface this episode again by saying it's going to be an uncut episode. It will be a more rough audio, and I'll do my best to try to slow it down and take it in a more calm, smooth tone and demeanor so I don't have to edit it as much. But admittedly, be ready. It's just get used to it. Get used to the ums and all that, because that usually takes enough of a time trying to get all them out. But it, hello, hello, hello. It is, it's AGP again. Good to have everybody back. It is, let's see, November. It is November 10th, Friday, 2017. Coming at you live from, dark and cold South Orange Studios here in South Orange, New Jersey. It has been a hell of a week. It's been a hell of a 2 months. But it's good to be back producing something. Because the odd thing is that I've actually had a lot of ideas during the break. A lot's gone on, personally, that I won't get into. But I've actually had a lot of ideas. It's just I haven't been able to actually just sit down. And there was a moment when I had sat down. I had everything prepped, and I just couldn't actually sit down and take the 30 minutes to get it. Because at least if you can get the audio recorded, you can just sort of put it out there and just apologize like I'm doing right now for this one. But if you don't have the 30 minutes, or you're not going to take those, put time in to at least get the basic raw audio, then you're kind of screwed. What have I been up to? So there's a lot going on, at least with my job and things like that. But I have been focusing on a couple of things have come up. Apparently, there's a lot going on where the lots going on with at least the weather. Hurricanes have passed, and that was a thing for a while, and I think Puerto Rico is still without fucking power going on. I don't know. I think Puerto Rico is becoming a sort of Stone Age experiment at this point, where we're just trying to see how long it lasts. It's like a video game, just a battle royale multiplayer PR style. So they're still without power. I think Texas is doing all right ever since Hurricane Harvey. And I guess Irma came at some point. And so it's been a hell of a couple of months with at least the weather. And now in mid-November, it's dropping on the East Coast. I know in PA they had snow. And in New Jersey, they've It was just rain for us, but it was very, very cold. It wasn't an enjoyable rain because I do enjoy the rain. It was a cold, very, very, very chilling rain, which isn't as enjoyable, unfortunately. After that, we've had, after the weather, I think there really wasn't much else. There was a lot, there was a lot of the shootings, unfortunately, which is an unfortunate topic to have to bring up. That some fucking crazy people are just blowing people away, and it's like so odd that like people can do that. I was trying to do something recently where I was trying to like do something deliberately bad, and it goes through like how much it's been ingrained in myself, like the morality of it, right? Because I remember I was at work. Or no, I wasn't at work. I was talking to somebody, and I remember sort of getting into a conversation where I had the opportunity to lie to them. And it wasn't like a hard lie. It was a lie, but it wasn't like a lie that would ruin their lives. It wouldn't upset them. I can almost with guaranteed certainty confirm it would not harm them. But I could just feel I could feel myself not wanting to do it. I could feel myself sort of just waiting with a big like black marker to just put a giant tally like in the lie column within my soul, in a way. So I bring that up because like I find difficulty with that, and that, those are things like I'm aware of. I try to you know, be a good person, and one of the quotes I always leave with is I just try not to do any harm, and I try to leave the world in a better way than when I found it or when I started it. And it's just so shocking to me that there are people who can just take people's lives like that just so easily. And maybe it's because they are so detached. Like, you know, well, I'm speaking on to some degree about the guy in Las Vegas, the Mandalay Bay, who shot up the concert. And recently, just maybe a week or two ago, the one in Texas where the guy went into the church and started shooting. But what's very, very odd to me is that, like, at least the you know, maybe the hotel shooter, the guy in the casino in Las Vegas, you can't even really see those people, you know? And there is something very visual, a very, very visual aspect about it, you know? If you were in a room and someone told you to pull a lever and said, if you pull this lever, somebody somewhere will die. Yeah, you know, maybe your imagination's gonna really push against you, but if you push that lever, nothing really is gonna happen. You're gonna push it, that's gonna be it. That's really going to happen, right? So I almost compare that to what maybe that person's going through. But I think that sort of, I think about my decision so much, and maybe that's one of my fucking downfalls is that that I worry about that. And especially because my dad is completely opposite. My dad is, he's a true sort of like hardened blue collar worker, and he thinks nothing about that. He's not a bad person by any means, but he is not afraid he's not afraid to sort of cut people down if he needs to cut them down. He's not afraid to stretch the truth or lie to get ahead. I don't want to make my dad out to be a bad person at all, but like, you know, just like with certain things where he's a true believer in like everybody will try to fuck you, so just do whatever the fuck you got to do. Don't trust anybody. He's like Stone Cold Steve Austin, but in like a less authoritarian way. He just doesn't trust anybody, and it's comical, or at least I have to laugh at it, because if you just sort of take him at face value, it's like, God, what, this guy is off the rails. And so when I think, I wonder if maybe this, they just don't, they're, I guess they're, that's what they, a sociopath is someone who just doesn't sort of consider what human life can be. But it's insane to think that they do that, and then the one in Texas is even more shocking, that you know, he could see his victims. He was right in front of them. He's in a place of worship. And but I think what's hard is that the Mandalay Bay guy apparently has like really no motive. He was like an accountant, but he was like a hundreds of thousand dollars gambler. Had some like Thai Philippine wife he was like fucking sending money to and shipping out every fucking 4 months or something. It was weird. He used to like weird stuff, but nothing like criminal. He wasn't, you know, like on the bankroll of some Cuban drug lord or something, you know. He's just like a weird dude who just went nuts. But obviously he had some level of intelligence because he made a lot of money, and more importantly, you know, they found like half of Fort Knox hidden in that damn hotel room. So it's just shocking. We're gonna have to find out more about I think the guy in Texas is a little bit more, I don't want to say textbook, but more understandable. Like he had a troubled past. He was in the military, but he was aggressive, and he had problems with his family. So he wasn't all in the right mental state. He wasn't father of the year. Let's put it that way. So I can understand that he's maybe just a deranged individual, and that doesn't excuse him from the lives he took. But at least it can pave the way to understanding. And at least when you can pave a way, I find it's just easier. It's easier to digest. But when it's just some random dude, it's like, makes you think, like, does evil exist? And if evil does exist, then there's got to be something in a guy who will just take almost 100,000 lives and just not really care. And then, yeah. And then we can't even ask him what the fuck he was thinking about the entire time. But especially because he doesn't leave any clues or anything. So just been a crazy couple of months, at least for America, let's put it that way. And they, especially going forward, I wanted to talk about, I've been watching a lot of new television. One of the last episodes I talked about was I was watching a series called Black Sails. I've put that on hold because unlike a lot of people, I don't really get I really don't get wrapped up in series that much. It's very, very difficult for me. I have a very, very short attention span in particular, but I have a very deep or very focused attention span on certain things. So it's very peak or valley. It's if I can find something that I'm really, really, really into, then I could sit there for hours. But in general, most things, especially, I would say especially movies or TV shows, because you'll always have these people like, oh my God, do you watch Game of Thrones or do you watch Walking Dead or something? And it's like, I watched Game of Thrones and I just really got out of it. I mean, the season ended and I was too lazy to click play the next season, and that's literally it. I still haven't seen the latest two seasons of Game of Thrones after watching the first four, because I don't know, I just like, okay, I don't know, it just does, I don't need it. I don't freaking need it in my life. So I Black Sails is on hold. The first season was good, and I have the other three seasons, and I'll get there eventually. But okay, I want to talk about anime. So the weird thing about anime is that I probably have more experience with anime than most people. Which is weird because I have a friend that I've known for a long time named Kevin, who's always been into anime. He's the anime guy, let's put it that way. You all have one friend who might be into it, and he is. I know it simply just because the difference of it is always very interesting, where it's like you're going to find someone that's not at all buying into a Western tropes or anything. And that's what's intriguing to me, especially as someone who picks up on that a lot, where I can almost predict what's going to happen, where it's, you know, this is the love triangles, this person's not going to, you know, you can see what's happening, or this is the true romance ending, so they're going to get together, they're going to be great, there's going to be some kind of conflict, and then they're going to get back together, right? You can see these structural narratives sort of playing out without it. So I what's interesting is that you still get them in anime and Japanese narratives, but there's always a level of difference, a distinction there, which I find fascinating. So the weird thing about anime, though, is that it's very, very odd. It's more odd than anything, because apparently, again, as someone with a very limited understanding, it's just so massive. There's just so many different, like, shows, and then there's the mangas, which are the books, and then there's comics, which are basically like books, but sort of in a smaller, lighter series that goes by faster. And then you have visual novels, which are like interactive game versions of it. And then you have the animes, which are typical TV shows. You just watch them and absorb them. And there's just so much, which you don't really have that. And I guess we do have that in some of our things, but not there, where you can have a show that was based upon the book. I guess maybe we do have that, because, you know, you have Stephen King's It, for example, which was out recently, and that was, you know, based upon a book. But it's just different. So learning that pattern's a bit odd to me. I'll throw some things out there. There's a couple. I tend to find myself in a weird way attached to like high school animes. I don't know if it's because I don't know if it's because in high school animes everything's very simple, everything makes sense, everything's very sort of playful. Whereas I don't want something like very, very serious. I think, you know, most of Western stuff, most of Western media is very, very serious. So I look at things and I don't need that in my life. You know, just keep it very light. And so, and it, oddly, I'm a sucker for like the romance stuff when the anime, because it's so emotional. And I don't know, it just sort of gets me. There's a show out there. I'll throw some out there. I haven't watched many, but I've watched quite a few, and I can't remember all of them, but I'll throw some big ones out there. First one I ever got into was one called School Days. It's an awesome series with an awesome love triangle, but it ends very fucking dark. It could be one of the darkest endings that you'll ever have in an anime. And what's weird, because it just starts out as a very sort of high school romance. Guy loves a girl, but there's another girl that likes the guy, and then she gets involved in a typical triangle. But it ends in such a grotesque way. Very like Fatal Attraction, you know. I forget who's in Fatal Attraction, but to spoil the ending of that, the main actress, I think maybe Glenn Close or Diane Lane. I think it's Diane Lane. She's like a stalker of this one guy who she can't be with, and the guy ends up smashing her head in with a fucking snow globe. You'll never really look at snow globes again the same way after seeing that ending, but it's very violent like that. I will not spoil it, but it ends very graphic, and that's one. I watched one called Toradora, which is a much more family-friendly one about kids in high school. Listen, I don't know what it is. I have no interest in like romance movies. I have no interest in romantic comedies. I will say that as the years go, I find myself drawn to Lifetime movies more, because I think I'm so used to because they're so easy to digest, and they sell they just sell such a simple ideal. There's one that I have to have seen, because when I go home on the weekends, there's really nothing on TV. You know what I mean? And they're sort of just on. There's one with Lacey Cuthbert, who I believe is the actress from Mean Girls. She plays Gretchen Wieners in Mean Girls, and she looks fantastic in that movie. And she's moved on to like, this is kind of what she does. She's just like a Lifetime actress now. The movie is like you can see this narrative without binoculars from a mile away, and she's like this country girl who wants to open up a frickin' bed and breakfast, and she's gonna serve like deer and rodents and little woodland critters will walk in this bed and breakfast, and she'll serve them pancakes, and she'll make the maple syrup in her backyard, and there's goats and there's animals. And she meets this like guy who like makes billions of frickin' dollars on the Wall Street, and it's like, oh, what does he do? Does he follow his heart and go with the cute girl from the country, or does he follow his like bank account and go with the how they do it too? Like the rich, like greedy stockholders in New York, and they all wear suits and they all have these business meetings, and they're all talking about like accounts and how are we getting that account good, Johnson? Yeah, we're gonna make sure we close that deal. It's like someone who's never been in New York wrote up what they think New York's like. I don't think it's that cookie cutter and boilerplate. But of course, guess what he chooses? He goes with the girl and he quits his job and they start a bed and breakfast. And there's a part of me that really sort of embraces that very ideal. It's such an ideal. It's complete BS, but it's an ideal that I don't know. I guess I just embrace, and it's weird. So anyway, after that rant, so that's Toradora. Toradora is a very thing. It's a high school. It's the main character girl is outlandish, and she's I think her name is like, her name is translated to be like the tiger, but she's not really that ferocious like a tiger, and she has funny faces and she goes crazy when things happen. And there is a moment in that where there's a girl who has a crush on the one guy, as they all do. That's like high school slice of life anime writing 101. There's always someone who has a crush. And at one point he like walks out of the shower and his towel drops and she falls over. She sees what's, but you know, his package, whatever he's packing, and she like faints like in ecstasy. And it's hilarious. So Toradora was very, very good. Those were animes, as far as I know. They could have been mangas, but I'm not that good. If you want to go fucking look them up. You can find them. There's a really good visual novel, which is a sort of computer program or a video game where you interact and you sort of read the story from a character's perspective. You actually play as the character. And you make decisions, which is really, really good because it adds a level to the storytelling, which is not very common, especially if you're just a reader. You don't get any interaction with it. You just read it. But when you can sort of make decisions as a character, you can choose things like, I want to play this character like I would play it. I want to play this character like a mean character, like a fun character, like a rude character, and all that. There's a visual novel called Clannad, which is very highly rated. And it's spectacular. It's very, very, very dramatic, but it has some of the best written storylines I've ever seen. And it can go in very different ways. And I think I played it about four times, you know? So that's how much I've replayed that, just to see all the different people you can meet and all the different scenarios and narrative paths you can go down. And there's a girl who gets like cancer in it. It's so emotional. If you don't like Clannad or you're not feeling with Clannad, you better head to the hospital, because you better get to a cardiologist, because I don't think your heart's beating, because it'll pull at your heartstrings pretty, pretty bad. So I played that a lot. I watched a little bit of Lucky Star, which is also which is odd because it's an anime for children. But in Japan, they don't seem to really find that distinction very often because everything's sort of cartoonish. So it's difficult to sort of know what is an adult anime versus a child's anime. But Lucky Star is very common. I've only watched maybe about a couple of episodes, but it's a very, very popular one from what I know. But it's very, very, it's very, very, very young, you know. There is, I'll throw out one more. There's one called Katawa Shoujo, which is a computer game. It's a visual novel where you play as a boy who's had a heart attack. So he goes to a school for students with health problems or health disabilities, and you fall in love with all these women who have some sort of physical ailment or something. There's like a girl who's burned. There's a girl who has no legs. She's a paraplegic. There's a girl who is deaf. I'm trying to think of them. There's a girl who is blind. There's a girl who has no arms. It's very, very... It's almost morbid in some way, but I'll give them credit. It was put together by people on the 4chan forum, and when they published it into an actual game, it came together very, very well. So I'll give them kudos that no matter what they can say, it was from an ad hoc group of writers. It wasn't the worst thing in the world. Very graphic. It's very explicit. You bang a lot of women along the way in the sort of harem you're trying to put together, but it's very emotional as well. So I played that one as well. So what have I been up to recently? There's been two I've been watching. There's this one I stumbled upon. I don't know how to pronounce it. So here we go. Rakudai Kishi no Calvary, which translates to Calvary of a Failed Knight. And it is like everything you wanted Pokemon to be with real people. It's so odd. It's the main character. So like, okay, so in this world, they all have like powers, sort of like Pokemon have, right? Everybody, so like you're a fire or you're water, and it's kind of like that. And the main character is like, has like this power, but in this sort of, I guess, dystopian or utopian world, all the people who have powers, very Harry Potter, I guess, like kind of like Harry Potter, where only people can be wizards. They have different sort of specialties. So they all go to this school, this high school, obviously. And the one of the main characters is like a shadow. He can like mimic people, and that's his main thing. But of course, like it goes really, really weird. Like you'd think he's just kind of this loser because that's what he's sort of known as. He's known as like the loser character, and everybody at the school gets a rank based upon how powerful they are or how much skill they have. And he's very, 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 very weak, or he's not highly rated. He gets roomed with this girl who's like a fucking 12 out of 10. It's like all Japanese animes are. And she's like a 5 out of 5 as far as ranking. She's like top of the ranking. She's like her family has a lineage of being a pair of amazing fighters. And that's essentially how it works, is that they're all fighting. They always use their powers to fight. And he is, oh my God, what is all these notifications? All right, let's just mute all those notifications. Anyway, what I'll do, so what's interesting is that all of these notific all yeah, notifications, all these fighters are there, and the kid who sort of isn't supposed to be the good fighter ends up becoming the good fighter. But it's weird because like his okay, so here's like the weird thing about a lot of anime is there's a lot of things that sort of come up that I'm yet to sort of understand about it. So the main character is and the and so the main character has a sister who's in love with him. Why? Who the hell knows? I haven't been able to figure it out. No, I don't think anybody else has been able to figure it out. But she really wants to bang the main character. Don't ask me why. And I think they tried to write it as, I guess, as tasteful as they could and as funny as they could, but it's literally jokes about incest. And he's like a really, really tall male character, sort of typical male stature. She's like this little girl, and she's like, "Why don't we go spend time alone?" and things like that. And I mean, it's funny from a superficial standpoint, and then from a non-superficial standpoint, it's like these are incest fucking jokes. What is wrong with Japan? Like, there's nobody there even like having children. Nobody's even like in relationships in Japan. Maybe it's because you have such a warped damn frame from watching things like this. Because I look at that and I go, you'll never get away with that. You'll never get away with that in any American TV show. You think to, what's like a controversial show like Two Broke Girls, right? Is very controversial. That I saw an ad for that. Right, they curse. They're sort of outlandish. They tell like crude humor, but they'll never do like an incest bit. There'll never be some father who wants to bang one of his daughters. That would never get through. Yet on here, it's completely fine. So you have this sister who the sister of the main character who wants to get with him. But his roommate, the other girl, who the other main character, who's the 5 out of 5 fighter with a good lineage, it's essentially like Romeo and Juliet. One comes from a very proud, extensive historic family. The one sort of a nobody, right? So, but the girl is the sort of historic proud fighter, and their room and sort of hijinks ensue where they eventually fall in love. Well, I mean, who could have not have seen that? But the thing of the other things they pull out, where they love the show, so many different sexual shots and all that, and it's odd, especially because when I looked it up, it was a show that was shown to like middle schoolers. So when I look at that and I go, so you're telling me that you're gonna show deliberate sexual nudity of like girls in lingerie, guys with no shirts on, guys in their underwear, you're gonna show a lot of titillation as far as women in bikinis and that. And you're telling me that this show is aimed at middle schoolers, and I don't know if whether or not that's true or not. I can just tell you like how people classify these shows as the age groups that they're made for. But to think that you're putting that fan service in there—that's what they call it, fan service in there. Japan, it just must be a weird ass place where if you can get away with that in Japan, because I'm not exactly sure what like I guess maybe. I guess some middle school, I guess some Disney show it might be for middle schoolers. But to think that you're going to have anything even close to fan service in a Disney show is preposterous. There's no way it's going to happen. I have no idea how the hell it would ever happen. But That's one, and I would recommend that. There's only one season of it. Apparently, the comics or the mangas go for like seven seasons or seven different volumes, but they only able to do an anime for one season. So it's very, very good. That's Chivalry of a Failed Knight. That is the translation of Rakudai Kishi no Cavalry. And I'll talk about one more that I've been watching called, let's see, I wrote it down. Sakura Sao no Petna Kanojo. Good luck with that. I don't have a translation. But it's another high school one. Join the club. And they're following a kid who is in an art school, and he gets put with these sort of degenerates, the degenerate housing. And then that degenerate housing, there's a bunch of really cool artists, and they all make a video game together, even though they all do different things. Like one does voice acting, and one's a comic artist. One is a very good game designer. The other one's a very good computer programmer, etc. They all make this game, and the one girl is like autistic. She literally has some kind of disease. That she doesn't pick up social cue, like Asperger's or autism. What they do is they use that to sort of make sure that she can sort of do sexual things, and it's really, really funny. Again, it's Japan. Japan in some way is very, very liberated, I guess might be the word. And when it comes to sexuality, when it comes to their anime, is that, you know, you have this girl who's autistic, so she thinks of nothing of like climbing on to the main male character when he's like sleeping in his underwear, and you know what I mean, and it's just so hilarious, and it's a very, very recurring joke, but they seem to just get away with it. But it's a show that's not as good as Chivalry of a Failed Knight by any means, as far as the story or how far it goes or the risks it's willing to take, but it's pretty good as well. It's pretty good. So If anything, if you're into that, you can. There's a lot going on, I guess. I wouldn't say it's that good, to be honest. Out of all the ones I've seen, I'm almost through, I think, two seasons. And to be honest, there's really nothing I would say, yeah, this is an amazing scene, or this is an amazing like narrative arc that you should watch. It's not that good. So that's what I'm watching now, but it's not nearly as good. There's the one autistic girl, which is a very interesting character, but I mean, you can see these jokes coming from a mile away. It's like, oh, she doesn't wear underwear. What do you mean? Like, all the guys are like these like fucking wimps who like just completely melt apart the minute anything sexual is talked about. It's like, oh my god, I need to go take a shower because I don't have any towels. Oh, you shouldn't talk about that. Oh my god, that's inappropriate. And it's like these people are like in high school. Like, are they expected to be these prudent when it comes to talking about these things? But I guess in some ways it's the irony of how these people behave versus how they should behave, which keeps everybody sort of coming back. But in some ways, that's what I've been watching. And I encourage you all, sort of give it a try. There's a really good website called My Anime List, which where you can find a lot of episodes for free. I mean, I know Crunchyroll and all them provides it, but most animes you can find online and stream them and just watch them. I would probably say, I don't think I've ever bought an anime. I think every single one I've ever just streamed online, if you just search a little bit, which is kind of crazy considering like most TV shows in America are not available online. You have to pay for them, but you don't. It's pretty cool in that sense. So I would really recommend it. It's they're weird, but Japan's weird, and you got to sort of think of where the source is. And it's going to be good. I'm looking to see how it ends. Hope the ending's better than the first season and so that I've watched, but we'll see what happens. But that's what I've been up to. I've been watching anime, guys, and it's not bad. It's okay. Some of them are hit and miss, but admittedly, I like a very particular genre, so I shouldn't be expecting, you know, the Cheers or the MASH of anime, to be honest. Some of these are sort of, you could tell, are just put together just to sort of have the same stupid jokes over and over again. How many times is there a episode where they go to the beach or they go to the pool and everybody's just in swimsuits? That happens every single time. I don't think I've yet to see an anime that doesn't have that. And I've watched even animes that are for, like, young children, which shouldn't have any sexual content in them. Then again, I don't know, maybe Japan's different about that. So, I don't know. That's what I've been up to. Been sitting around drinking and watching anime. So, we'll see what happens. But I do have some other ideas for episodes coming up, but I wanted to get this one out. Pure uncut audio will hit around 35 minutes, which isn't bad at all. It would usually be cut down to probably around, I don't know, 30, but take a little bit longer. For AGP, we'll say sayonara. We'll say if you want to leave an email, just, I don't care, just get in touch with me somehow. But we'll figure it out. And I do have some ideas for episodes coming up. I have actually some guests I can bring on that have said yes. So it's more about me being not lazy and actually calling them and sitting down and doing the actual episode. But I do have some ideas coming up, so I'll try to become regular, a little bit more regular. So it's after 2 months, at least we're back on the clock a little bit. This podcast went from a bi-weekly podcast, now it's a bi-monthly podcast. So we'll try to at least still try to put an episode out a month and do as get to episode 50 as fast as we can. But for what it's worth, it's November. This has been episode 14, 13, something like that. I think episode 14. And of AGP, I've been your host. So, just get out there and watch some anime. See what you think about it. Don't be afraid to jump in and enjoy. Punctured Blood Packets still on tour if you want to purchase tickets to them. The HMS Celine Dion still accepting applications. You can send emails at averagegodspodcast@gmail.com or Yahoo or Hotmail or Rocketmail, wherever the hell it is. So just get in touch somehow if you want. And we will see you in episode this plus one. So, all right. For Robert Kaler, have a good night. Take care.